Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the AlfredaLoveShow.com, also known as the SellerGospelMusic.com, where Jesus sides with love. I'm your host tonight, Dr. Alfreda Love, and this is today, the night that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I want to thank God, my family, my friends, and my co-host, and all of you for tuning in to the AlfredaLoveShow.com, the SellerGospelMusic.com, because you're in for a great treat. Of course, we're going to read Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9, and then God gave me another path to go as far as prayers concerned. What's going to happen is God's going to set the atmosphere. God's going to set the atmosphere, and we're going to have the opportunity to be into the presence of God. It's a meditation prayer, God says. And the way you know that this is a meditation prayer in which you're in the presence of God is because for a moment, while you're with me on the AlfredaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, you're going to feel a peace that surpasses all understanding. It's going to be, you're going to have to describe it, okay? When we go through this process, I don't know what God is going to give me to say, but what I do know the direction, and the direction is to lead us into a peaceful atmosphere and a peaceful climate. And so I'm excited about this assimilation. I told you we were going to have assimilations, and we were going to, I told you when we read the story of Spiritual God on the Go, we're going to actually go into these characters. We're going to be these people. But we have the opportunity to have an experience with God. And through the revelation of God, God is going to set the atmosphere. I'm going to tell you about this dream, and then we're going to get started, because I have some children on the line, and I have some individuals on the line who need encouragement. But when I was in third grade, okay, I had a dream about heaven, and I remember it as vivid as I did. And in this particular dream, I had the opportunity to see what heaven was like. It was a very peaceful place. Jesus was sitting by some water, and a lot of people was around Jesus in a U-shape. They had made a circle, and Jesus was sitting at the head and speaking to his disciples and the people in the streets. I didn't see any gold streets, but I saw very clean streets, which represents the heart, because many people walk on those streets, and there are many dirty souls as far as shoes are concerned. But that street was really clean. Then a couple of years ago, I had a dream again about heaven. And in this dream, I saw maybe two loved ones. And basically, I was asking the question. I said, do you want to come back? Do you want to come back down to earth? This person was smiling and said, oh, no. And heaven was a place. It looked like kind of like a field this particular time. It looked like a field and place. And so that's the type of atmosphere that we're going to set tonight. It is 10:45. And you're going to have the opportunity. This is a free ticket. You don't have to pay. It's a free ticket, and this is something God wants to do. I was in meditation, and I was just going to pray unto God and have the music going, but we're going to set the atmosphere. We're going to assimilate this, because I know that there are still people in the perimeter, and there are people still in the area. And you have to be able to taste and see that the Lord is good. You have to be able to go through some experiences in order to even want to consider Christ. So we're going to go through some assimilations tonight. Bear with me. God is going to lead this through visions. And so we have to prepare ourselves. But we're going to go ahead and read Psalm 136, Numbers 1 through 9. And it reads, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods, for his love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. His love endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, his love endures forever. Who by his understanding made the heavens, his love endures forever. Who spread out the earth upon the waters, his love endures forever. Who made the great lights, his love endures forever. The sun to govern the day, his love endures forever. The moon and stars to govern the night, his love endures forever." I have read to you Psalm 136, Numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. I want to thank each and every one of you who are on the line. We have actually 450 individuals who are on this line. And anytime you want to say something, you can. I know a lot of people are inboxing me and texting me, which is fine, and I answer your questions. But if you want to say something during the ministry, that is perfectly fine with me. But let us prepare as we get ready to go into this assimilation and be into the presence of God. What I'm going to do is I have turned off the lights. It's dark, and the only light that I have is this computer, because God says that we always should be the light of the world, even in darkness. It's a representation. And I want to talk you through some things as I play the music in a minute. But it's not really about the music. It's about getting you in the mood to understand the peace that surpasses all understanding. As we go through this process, I want you to go to a place where you can focus, where you can concentrate. This is a meditation spirit. Don't think about tomorrow. Don't think about anyone but God. Cares aside, pretend like you don't have any worries. When we are in Christ, Jesus covers us. And when he covers us, he takes on our burdens. And those problems that keep you up at night, those problems that walk with you daily, those problems that become long-term memories, those problems that causes you stress and health conditions become a norm for your life. And so God is saying tonight, come unto me. And just close your eyes and pretend like you are dreaming. And when you dream, there's nobody with you. And as you're dreaming, you find yourself in a place. And you take a deep breath. Finally, a place that's peaceful and quiet, a place where I can be, a place of refuge, a hiding place, and you're there. And as you're sitting there with your eyes closed and a sigh of relief, all of a sudden you see a light. You don't know what this light is because this is an unfamiliar place, but you know it's peaceful. You're experiencing joy because you're thinking on the good things of how good God has been. You're experiencing a peace that you can't even describe because you don't even know what peace is because your life has been nothing but chaos. All of a sudden, there's a light. And you want to open your eyes, but you just can't because you don't want to leave this place. And it seems like the light is getting brighter and brighter. And as the light comes closer and closer, you begin to squint your eyes because the light is now almost blinding you because the light is so close. So as the light gets closer to you, you still don't open your eyes. And all of a sudden you feel this presence. You feel this being sitting right beside you. And before you know it, you begin to just cry profusely. And this being never says a word. The light just keeps shining. And all of a sudden, as this being is sitting beside you and you're crying profusely, you have no idea why you're crying. You just know that wherever you are at this particular time, you're comfortable. And all of a sudden, you find yourself being wrapped in some loving arms. And you feel your tears being wiped away. And as your tears come down, there's a streaming river. There's a presence. And you know without a shadow of a doubt that you're going to be all right. But you really don't know that because you've never experienced peace. Matter of fact, you don't even know what peace is. But at that moment, you don't want to open your eyes because you don't want that feeling to leave. So you close your eyes as tight as you can, as you are wrapped in the loving arms of this being. And at this point, because you're in a place of peace, you trust this being because you remember in your last storm, whatever this feeling was the same way you felt when you came out of the storm. So you know that you're in the right place. You know that you're safe. And you continue to cry and cry and cry. And this being never says a word. And every tear you cry is wiped from your eyes. And then all of a sudden, there is a sweet spirit and a voice that says, "Come unto me, I will give you rest." And you still don't want to open your eyes because you're at peace. And as Jesus is hugging you tight, and you have no idea this is Jesus. You just know that this is a sweet angel that's holding you tight. You put your hands over your face because you don't want to break the moment. You don't say a word because if you say a word, that means that maybe this moment will almost be over. Maybe if I say something, this will be the end of how I feel. And so as you're there and you're crying in the arms of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, he says, "This is my child." He says, "I want to give you a second chance." And you close your eyes tighter because you don't even know what a second chance means. Does that mean that I'll go back to where I came from? Does that mean that I will stay in this situation? And you begin to think, and all types of things run through your mind. And God whispers and says that once you come unto me, you'll never be the same. And you tell God, you say, "God, I don't want to go back. I don't want to go back. I want to stay right here." And as the Lord is holding you tight, he says, "I'm going to give you a second chance. I know how it looks. It looks bad. I know how you feel. You feel bad. But I'm going to give you one more chance. And you're struggling with God. And you said, no, Lord, I don't even want to open my eyes. I don't even want a second chance because I like the moment. And God says, what if I told you that you could experience this moment if you only trust and believe in me and never give up? And you don't really trust this spirit right now. You don't want to open your eyes because you're still afraid. I feel great. I don't want to open my eyes. If I'm dreaming, let me dream. And God continues to call your name. And the more God calls your name, the more you squint your eyes tighter because you don't want to open up your eyes. And then the Lord says, I have plans for you. I want you to prosper. I want you to be successful. I want you to have this experience with me. And you only open one eye because you're afraid that if you open both, this dream will either leave or you will go back into your same situation. So you open one eye. And all of a sudden, you see your situations being worked out by God. God is holding you in one arm and he's taking care of situations in the other. He's dispatching his angels and he's making plans for your life for you to prosper. And he's making plans in your life for doors to open. Liberation for you to be set free from any infirmity. And still, you hear the voice of God, but you don't want to open both eyes, so you just begin to keep one eye closed and you rotate your eyes as you're looking. And every time you blink your eye, you see something different and you see God working in your life. And as God is working in your life, you still have that one eye that's closed. And so God says, in order for you to be able to keep running, you must walk by faith and not by sight, spiritually. But in order to continue to walk into the will of God, you must utilize your vision in order to see. And as Jesus is speaking, you open up both eyes. And what you understand at that point is that you just had an experience with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You're not in heaven, but you feel his presence. You understood the emotions because you cried before. We all have. You understood that sometimes in our dreams we want to keep dreaming because it's too good to be true. But now as we're getting ready to go off into life, God continues to make a way and he begins to open doors for you. And then you notice that as you go throughout your day, and whether you're in the hospital, whether you are out of the hospital, whether you're just healthy and you're going about life, God begins to send people, all types of people, and he begins to allow you to have encounters with people that will give you courage and strength because he knows that you just had an experience with him and that you're fragile. And so as you go through the doors, he closes the door for anything that's evil and he opens up the door for anything that's positive and you go in. And when you go in, you're blessed. And then when you come out, you're blessed. Then you go about and he protects the dangers seen and unseen. And then you feel like, I believe I can make it. I've had an experience with God. And you know what? Once you have an experience with God, you're never the same. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter if you're on the perimeter or if you're in the area. Once you have that experience, and so every day of your life, you begin to seek peace. You begin to look for people who are peaceful. You find yourself attracted to peace. That's all you want in your life. And every now and then, you'll have storms and things will come up, but you'll find yourself looking for peace that surpasses all understanding. Why are you looking for that peace? You're looking for that peace because you experienced it with God. And so you'll do anything you can to find peace. You'll come on the ministry like you're doing. You know you do. You come on the ministry. You'll go off into your own room and read a Bible verse. You'll go outside and look at the birds. You may even go for a drive, but you're looking for peace. And so what happens is once we experience that, like we did with God, that moment, it's always a moment, then God shows us how to seek his peace. He allows us to come unto him, and he allows us to give all of our burdens unto him. And so when you go to sleep, you continue to look for that dream, that moment. And it's only when needed. And so when you go through life, you're still looking for that peace. And before long, since you're looking for peace, you're going to become peaceful through God, by God. You're going to find that things that bothered you don't bother you anymore. You're going to find that your life is going to be so much easier. Because once we meet Jesus, we're never the same. Think about it. When Saul met Jesus at the burning bush, it was a burning bush, and he was on his road, on his way to Damascus. I always use this. He was persecuting the church, and I believe that Saul was probably angry. And he came face to face with God, and God was able to change his life. So what I say to you today is that if you want to experience God, meditate. Set the atmosphere. Sometimes you have to cry. Sometimes you have to tell God what you need. All the time, actually. But make sure you do it with sincerity. And I guarantee you God will help you. Now I'm going to talk to the people on the perimeter. And I'm speaking to you because I want this to be very personal. In order to have an experience with God, you're going to have to get to know him. I know that y'all on the perimeter. I know that. But as you're on the perimeter, read the word of God. Read a verse a day. It doesn't have to be anything elaborate. It could be Jesus wept. When you pray, you don't have to pray an elaborate prayer. But just pray a prayer. And God will begin moving you. But God is not going to force you to do anything. That's the thing. You're going to have to help save your own soul through your works and through understanding who God is. And so it's very important that if you're on the perimeter, that you begin to pray and get to know God. Because what's going to happen is those individuals who are in the area is going to come out to the perimeter. And when it's time to come into the area, all of us at one point is going to have to stand at the feet of God. And we're going to have to bow to God. And we must confess that he is Lord. But we have to be ready. And so if you're at the perimeter, it's time to come in. If you're at the area, you need to come out and reach people. Now I want to talk about encouragement. whatever you do, and I'm going to continue to say this, don't give up on God. Don't give in. Life, as I said before, is temporary. Don't live it in disbelief. Don't live it in worry. Live your life and live a happy life, because that is how God intended us to live. To live a very happy life. And we must do that. Amen? And so it's very important we all understand who God is. That we all know that we can go to God at any time in our lives. It's very important. And so, it's time, y'all. We have to understand that God is ready to do things in our lives. And I'm going to tell you, it doesn't matter what anybody say about any ministry, but God says that he did not intend for anybody to lack anything. God says he wants us to prosper, and it's in the Bible. And when we talk about prosper, we're not talking only about monetary things. We're talking about prospering in the spirit. We shouldn't have poor spirits. We have to believe that God can take care of every single thing, every battle that we have. As Sister Yolanda Adams sings this song, "The battle is not yours, it's the Lord's." We have to know that God's going to take care of it. You're going to have to let some things go. Go to sleep. Stop worrying about tomorrow. Tomorrow's going to take care of itself, and it has enough problems of its own. And so I made up in my mind a long time ago that I'm going to trust in God, because he's going to make a way. I know it. How do I know? Because he's made a way all of my life, and I know he's going to make a way. What do I mean by that? I mean that anything, whatever occurs in life, God can take care of it. And that's for everybody. There is nothing too big for God. And so I want y'all to start getting some sleep. I stay up because I'm working. I'm doing kingdom work. And God always takes care of me. He wakes me up on time. I'm energetic. I'm ready to start my day. Because I pray to God. I say, "Lord, I'll stay up as long as you need me to." None of my time is wasted on foolishness. It's about the kingdom now, y'all. Because it's getting late. So it's important that you get rest at night. Stop worrying. If God brought you this far, he's going to continue to bring you. But guess what? You have to get your heart right. You have to make sure that in your mind that you're ready. Because no battle, like she's saying on here, is ours. This is a personal thing. With this ministry, yes, I'm speaking to you. Because this is how God speaks to us. Go to sleep at night. Stop worrying throughout the day. It's going to be all right. I dare you to pray to God tonight. And I say, "Lord, I put it in your hands. And whatever you do with it, I'm satisfied." And you have to mean that. Go to sleep. There's a lot of restless souls. Y'all are up all times of night. I could understand if you're on kingdom business, but you're worrying. Ask God for strength. Ask him for rest and peace, and he'll give it to you. Get some sleep at night. You'll feel so much better. Amen. So, I want to encourage you. God is in the healing business. I believe God. I believe in his promise, but I don't want you to give up. I know that things look dim. I know that things look dark. But God says not only is he the light of the world, but we are too. Keep going. Life is a journey. Don't give up. Yeah, we get tired. Everybody's tired. We all of us. Every last person on earth gets tired. But the battle is not yours to give up. Tell God to give you the strength to endure, because it's not yours. It belongs to the Lord. Amen. So once we understand that the battle is not ours, it's the Lord's, we'll have a better life. Go to sleep. Get some sleep. Amen. Amen. Get some sleep. Pray unto God. Say your prayer. And the reason why we have prayer in this format is because we have to understand how to go to God. That's why. Amen. Amen. Now listen. Once again, if for some reason you want to come out of the perimeter, you want to try to begin to walk into the area, then pray unto God and ask God for direction and strength. And I guarantee you, if you ask Him on a daily basis, He will continue to move you higher and higher. Because like Sister Adams said, all according to the Master's perfect will. So no matter what you're going through, remember that God only wants to use you, because the battle is not yours, it's the Lord's. And I've already told you that. Amen. There is no sadness that Jesus can't heal. So whatever you're going through, Jesus feels it too. And there's no sorrow that He can't heal. So we have to take everything to God. Amen? All things work according to the Master's holy will. And so no matter what situation you're in at this moment, you're going through, remember that God is only using you as a testimony. And this battle is not yours. So stop trying to fight it, because, yeah, you're going to get weak and you're going to want to give up. Give it to God. Amen. As we listen to this song, if you want to come from the perimeter, you have to pray to God on a daily basis. You can come on this ministry every day, but if you're not praying, you're not going to move. Amen. You have to go to God. And God has to change that. There is no person on earth that can change your disposition but God. That's it. All right? I want to thank each and every one of you for listening to the AfritaLoveShow.com. Please encourage your family and your friends to tune in to AfritaLoveShow.com. Click on Number One Love Radio, and also StellarGospelMusic.com, and click on Number One Love Radio. Also, gospel artists, anyone with a positive message, writers, authors, be sure to email AfritaLove@emonya_love@yahoo.com, or go to Facebook, Dr. Afrita Love, and be sure to inbox me or email me and let me know what you're doing positive, and I'll get you on this national radio show. In addition to that, make sure you continue to pray for all of your family members and your friends and yourself and those you know and those you do not know, because the prayer of the righteous avails much. We have to pray for each and every person. It's very important. Also, I have some websites I want you to look at. Go to AfritaLoveShow.com. Also, go to StellarGospelMusic.com and Afrita.hubpages.com. I want to thank each and every one of you for telling your family members and your friends and each and every person about the AfritaLoveShow.com and the StellarGospelMusic.com. Thank you so much. That means a lot to me, and I really appreciate that. I want to kick a shout-out to 107.3 FM for playing one of our artists, Sister Eddie Ruth Bradford's Too Close to the Mirror, 107.3 FM. They played Sister Eddie Ruth Bradford, Too Close to the Mirror. Thank you so much. In addition to that, we also remember that Sister Tamla Mann has a CD out, One Way. Be sure to support Sister Tamla Mann. She's right down the street and around the corner in Big D, Dallas, Texas. So be sure to support Sister Tamla. Then we have Brother Fred Hammond has a new album out, as I said on yesterday. So be sure to support Brother Fred Hammond. It's also on my Facebook page. Please support him. Also, there's a coat drive, and there's some information on the coat drive on my Facebook page, and that'll be in DeSoto, Texas, so check that out. We also have the praise tour with Sister Karen Clark, and we have some more gospel artists, so be sure to check out the different artists with new music. I have a couple of artists that I'm going to introduce you to who have some different acting parts on different shows that you will see. Some of these individuals come, from different areas, but they all know about the AfritaLoveShow.com, and we're all affiliated. So I want to introduce you to those individuals. We're going to have newsletters and our magazine, of course. Also, when we look at fashion, if you're looking for vendors, we have many different individuals in the fashion industry. We're steady adding more individuals. I don't have everybody yet, but we're still adding. If you're looking for speakers, we have speakers, certified speakers. If you're looking for anything that's positive, be sure to go to AfritaLoveShow.com and also StellarGospelMusic.com. Be sure to go to those different areas. When we look at VH1 Daytime Divas, is now casting males and females ages 18 to 16, starting Vanessa Williams. So be sure to catch that with Vanessa Williams. Also, the Gene of the Joneses will come on Sunday, October the 23rd on TV1. There are many new shows. We have our own Sister Sister Shepherd, so please be sure to check her out as well. Also, we have the huge Santa's Toy Store, which will be located in Bellmead, Texas. We will have over 2,000 items on the 3rd and 10th. These are items for children, items for grandparents, items for parents. Most of the things are $8 and under, so be sure to bring your kids out. Be sure to come out. Santa will be on hand as well. And we're also going to select a few kids to come and shop, a few kids in the community to come and shop as well. So everyone's invited, and it's very cheap. Everything is brand new. So be sure to come out and check us out on December the 3rd and the 10th. On December 3rd, we're going to start around 1:30, and on December 10th, we're going to be there all day. So be sure to check us out for more information. I will get more information to you as the event draws near. In addition to that, also, we're getting ready to launch our new project, our new nonprofit group. We're going to be doing many, many, many activities. The whole spectrum for these activities will be centered around our youth. All of our youth will be, that's our main focus. And so anything that we do, we're going to partner up as well with St. Jude's Hospital, and we're going to be doing activities there. That's one of the hubs that we really want to help. We're going to have speaking engagements. We're going to have different things. And so be sure for that kickoff in 2017, God's will. Also, continue to pray for the ministry at freedomloveshow.com and stellargospelmusic.com as we go to different territories and represent the kingdom and also represent our mission, which is the place where Jesus shines with love. So everywhere we go, love is going, and we all need love. Remember that the Rance Allen Group will be live and is featuring the new fan favorites all day long, and Like a Good Neighbor, State Farm is there. Amen. I just put that in there. But you want to pre-order your music today, Be sure to do that. It's on Amazon Music. Remember, it's the Reverend Pastor Arantz Allen Group, and they're live from San Francisco, Texas. Also, be sure to check out our freetoloveshow.com, as I said before. When you check out our freetoloveshow.com, we have many different individuals with many different gifts. Just let me know. I know a lot of individuals said that they needed vendors and they wanted people to come out and showcase, and they wanted people to know about people's products. So just email me, emoneya_love@yahoo.com. If you need artists and you need music, email me, emoneya_love@yahoo.com. If you need speakers, the same email, emoneya_love@yahoo.com. But as I said before, get ready, because we're starting this particular organization in conjunction with our two sister stations, freetoloveshow.com and stellagospelmusic.com. So we're going to have a lot of projects. We're going to be all over the place because God is that good. And so we're going to be touching areas. Also, I want y'all to focus on the school-to-prison pipeline. I'm going to sit on a panel. They have another panel here in Dallas, Texas. So make sure that you go and understand. One of the things that I really want to focus on is basically an education, educating the community, and also getting these kids off to college. What do we need to do instead of focus on the schools or prison pipeline? My initiative is school to college pipeline. How do we bridge that? How do we create that bridge? And so that's what my organization is about, that God has given, and the vision that God has given. So stay tuned, because we have a lot of great stuff going. If you are an organization, a vendor, if you have any opportunities out there, email me, emoneya_love@yahoo.com. If you have any TV spots or anything that you need somebody to cover, to talk about this school-to-prison pipeline, or talk about the new initiative that we're coming up with, which is school-to-college pipeline, please be sure to email me, emoneya_love@yahoo. If you're a nonprofit or a business and you're doing something for youth, you know, let me know. I like to publicize that, emoneya_love@yahoo.com. I want to introduce you to some more radio hosts who are friends of mine. I want to introduce you to some more individuals. We're also working on building a huge network. We're going to have a huge network all over social media, and it's going to be business. It's going to be strictly business. You have to own a business. And we're going to be sharing ideas, and it's going to be different compartments. Some people are accountants. Some people are lawyers. Some people are into radio and entertainment. You know, some people are into education. And if you have a plethora of things, you have to pick one, because we want to make sure that it's very focused. So we're going to do that. We have different things coming out, so we're going to get ready to have our T-shirts come out. And we really want to support our youth. We want to start helping with scholarships. We want to get these kids to college, as many kids as possible. And so I know it's going to take a team of individuals, but we're going to start with the AfreeLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, the different activities that we have, but we're really trying to get kids off to college. Amen? Amen. If you want to save up to $519 for BMW insurance, be sure to email me. I will send you the link so that you can receive a quote. In addition to that, once again, Brother Fred Hammond has Worship Journal Live. It's on iTunes. Be sure to get it. This is a concert for Coast.org. This will be on November 5th, 2016, and this will be at the Pilgrim Rest Missionary Baptist Church, where the Pastor Kenneth Barrett resides. So be sure to check that out. The website is concertforcoats.org, and this, once again, is in DeSoto, Texas. The NOW Network is on national cable television in Texas, Mississippi, and Louisiana. And the broadcast, if you want to broadcast, be sure to call 864-498-6423. And there's also an email, cable@thenownetwork.org. cable@thenownetwork.org. Then we have Rise Socket to Satan Night. That's a free event, and this is from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. in DeSoto, Texas on the 29th of October. Free entry, but you must register online, and this is with Mr. Tripp Lee. Amen. So be sure to go to that. Once again, be sure to tune in to my different websites at freetoloveshow.com and also stellargospelmusic.com, and be sure to check out all of the individuals. Once again, I need you guys to go ahead and put on your calendar December the 3rd and December the 10th. We will have the Santa's Workshop in Bellmead, Texas. Be sure to come out. The supplies will not last, but be sure to come out. And as I said before, to get in is free. Most items, as I said before, is $8 and under. Be sure to come. And we're going to also have a couple of children who will have the pleasure of receiving a gift certificate to the store, because we want to make sure that everyone is able to receive a gift. But we also want to make sure that we focus on the real season of Christmas, which is our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. I want to thank each and every one of you for listening to the AfritaLoveShow.com, also known as the StellarGospelMusic.com. I appreciate it so much. Be sure to come back on Friday, God's will, as we will have our top 15 Billboard countdown. I want y'all to continue to pray. There are a lot of things going on. A lot of people aren't feeling well. Continue to pray one for another. Continue to trust in God. Don't give up and don't give in. If someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifts you up because God is love. And until next time, which is Friday, take care of yourselves and each other. This is your host, Dr. Avrita. Love.
The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry, featuring your host, Dr. Alfreda Love, reminding you to be diligent in your prayer as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and that is His Word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back, and there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.